This recording of Writing Within Form by Graham Nelson was made thanks to the support of the Interactive Fiction Technology Foundation. Ryan Veter speaking. Writing Within Form, Chapter 3, Things. Section 1, Descriptions. At its simplest, the interactive fiction will be simulating a physical world to explore. The forerunner of today's IF is generally agreed to be a computer simulation by Will Crowther, of the exploration of a cave system in the Mammoth and Flint Ridge chain of caves in Kentucky, a part of which might be described in form thus. Quote, cave entrance, unquote. The cobble crawl is a room, full stop. Quote, you are crawling over cobbles in a low passage, full stop. There is a dim light at the east end of the passage, full stop, unquote. A wicker cage is here, full stop. Quote, there is a small wicker cage discarded nearby, full stop, unquote. The debris room is west of the crawl, full stop. Quote, you are in a debris room filled with stuff washed in from the surface, full stop. A low, wide passage with cobbles becomes plugged with mud and debris here, comma, but an awkward canyon leads upward and west, full stop. A note on the wall says, comma, single quote, magic word zizzy, single quote, full stop, unquote. The black rod is here, full stop. Quote, a 3-foot black rod with a rusty star on one end lies nearby, full stop, end quote. Above the debris room is the sloping E/W canyon, full stop. West of the canyon is the Orange River Chamber, full stop. Here we sketch in 4 of Crowther's locations and 2 objects, just enough to be able to walk around the caves and pick up the rod and the cage. The text in quotation marks will appear verbatim as paragraphs shown to the player as the caves are explored. The first paragraph, as we have seen, is the title of the work. The other quotations describe the places and objects introduced. If we play this story, we find that we can take cage or take wicker cage, for instance, but not take small cage. Inform saw that we called this a wicker cage when it first appeared in the source text and assumed that the player would call it that too. Whereas it didn't look inside the descriptive text to allow for take small cage or take discarded cage or take nearby cage. A small limitation here is that probably only the first 9 letters of each word are read from the player's command. This is plenty for handling the wicker cage and the black rod, but it might be embarrassing at a meeting of the Justice League to find that kiss superhero and kiss superheroine read as if they are the same command. So we have already found that Inform has made some assumptions about what we want and imposed some limitations on how much computational effort to go to when the work of IF is finally played. If Inform guesses what we need wrongly, we need to know more advanced features of the language in order to overcome these problems. We shall see how to change the way the player's commands are read in the chapter on understanding. This is often how Inform works. Make the standard way of doing things as simple as possible to describe, but allow almost any behavior to be altered by more elaborate source text. As an example of that, the player begins in the cobble crawl because it was the first room created in the source text, but we could have instead written text like, the player is in the cobble crawl, full stop, to override that. This can make the source text easier to follow if the rooms are sometimes being created in a less obvious way. For example, if we write, the silver bars are in the Y2 rock room, full stop. The cobble crawl is a room, full stop. South of the crawl is Y2, full stop. Then the first room to be created will actually be the Y2 rock room, so that's where the player will be starting unless we say otherwise.